Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. It is August 27th, 2026. Welcome to all of you jumping in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. As everyone's being notified, we have gone live. I am going to say hi to some of you now coming in the chat. Did you see what just happened? My whole, all the blankets and the tallit, everything literally just fell down. That's okay. We're just going to leave it right there. It's still on my chair. So let's see who's coming in. Yep, there's a blood moon tonight. We're going to get into all of that. But let's see who is coming in the chat. I see Sweet Home, Alabama. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Minnesota, Georgia, Central Florida. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on. Up, I see Pastor Rick in I Church, 107 degrees today. And he's out cutting trees in Texas. Wonderful. But hi to Pastor Rick. He's on with us tonight. Okay, let's see. Oh, I see Texas, Tulsa, Vermont. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Northwest Arkansas. We were just there. West Virginia. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Quebec, Canada. Hello to all of our Canadian viewers that are coming on. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mountain City, Tennessee. Washington State. The Adirondack Mountains. God bless all of you. And hello to our neighbors about 2 hours north of us in the Adirondack Mountains. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Rhode Island. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Australia and Sweden. Hello to our wonderful viewers across the globe in Australia and in Sweden and Europe who are on with us tonight. We're thrilled to have you on with us. God bless you. I see Idaho and our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you as well. And Brooklyn. Hello to all of our wonderful viewers in the boroughs. I'm from the Bronx originally, so we love everyone in the boroughs. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight as well. Kent, Washington. Orlando, Florida. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Cape May, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey and Toms River, New Jersey as well. God bless you. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. Hello to you in Ireland. God bless you. We're thrilled to have you on with us tonight as well. And all of our viewers across Europe who are wonderful and they come on with us and we love having them. Let's see. Saskatchewan, Canada. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Cincinnati, Ohio, Lone Tree, Colorado, New York City. God bless all of you. We're praying for you in New York City. Let me tell you. Yeah, we need to pray for New York City right now. Pennsylvania, Maine, Myrtle Beach. To come visit in Myrtle Beach. Well, if I'm invited down to speak, I certainly will come to Myrtle Beach. Dana Point, California, New Mexico. Oh, let's see, Michigan and the UK. God bless all of you. And hello to our wonderful viewers in England tonight who are joining us. Hello to all of our moderators. I'm wearing your necklace tonight that you gifted me from Boston Proper for my birthday. And hello to our Ark of Grace team who's on with us tonight. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Just making sure my hair's out of the way and I'm ready to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer as usual, give this over to the Lord. We've got quite a bit to talk about tonight. On the cusp of us entering the year 5787, which begins on 9/11, we've got a blood moon coming at us as well as other things we have to talk about that all seem to be lining up in this time. So let's just give this over to the Lord, give him the reverence he's due. And we'll be off and running tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise to your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short. Lord, we just praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we just come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help us to seek your kingdom first, Lord. Teach us what pleases you today, Father God. Equip us to walk in your ways. Father, we acknowledge the immense sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who came to the earth. He was the Passover lamb. He was the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that when Christ said to Tetelestai, paid in full, it is finished at Calvary. He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He miraculously rose again. He victoriously ascended into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Let your power, your might, your glory, Father, your truth, the weightiness of your presence, the holiness of who you are, the righteousness of who you are, the weight of the conviction, Father God, of who you are. Let it fill this place, Father God. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Consecrate your people in this time, Father, for the season we are about to enter, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, for your presence, Lord. Let your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord fill us, Father. Go before us, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Be our front and rear guard. Order my words, Father God, and order the steps of this broadcast tonight, for the steps of the righteous are indeed order of the Lord. Fill us, Father God. Fill us and sharpen us and equip us, Father God, for this time. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to subdue the enemies of God that oppose me, Father God, and Ark of Grace Ministries, and oppose us in our assignments, mandates, and callings, that they would surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, attempt, communication, counteroffensive, offensive, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, Father God, every hex, vex, spell, witchcraft, dark art, dark magic, enchantment, smote, any form of weaponized demonic activity, sabotage, sent against me, Father God, sent against Christ, Ark of Grace Ministries, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, Father God, Lord, sent against this broadcast, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command, Father God, it be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, Father God, nullified and voided and cast out this day, back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent to this place in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. You have given us the gift of life, Father God. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We praise you and we bless your holy name, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that you see so far ahead, Father God, that you from your position, the righteousness of your throne, Father God, you lead us, you guide us. You say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Whenever we turn to the right or to the left, that you sharpen us, that you course correct us, that you lead us, that you guide us, Father God, that you love us with an everlasting love, that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. You are holy. You say, be thou holy, for I am holy. Help us to walk, Father God, in that holiness, in that consecration. Help us to be willing to go into your plans and your purposes, Father God. Though we may not understand it, though it's not always comfortable, Father God, though we don't see the whole picture, help us to have the obedience to walk, Father God, in your plans, your purposes, Father God, for a greater mission, Father God, that the greater may be accomplished in our lives, Father. We praise you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. Thrilled to have you on with us tonight. I felt that. Well, if you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it. Like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. You'll be notified every time we put out content or we go live. It's free to do, and we're very appreciative of it. If you could do it on YouTube, on Rumble, on Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y on Facebook, and we have our other platforms on arkofgrace.org. You can see all of our platforms that we are on. So, we've got quite a bit to get into tonight, given what's transpired over the past few days, given that there's a blood moon coming, given that we're about to enter the year 5787 on 9/11, given the aircraft carrier that was just deployed to the Middle East, the name of it, I'm telling you, these things are not mistakes, the way they're happening in this time. We're going to get into all of it tonight because we're entering a crucial, crucial year for the people of God. So we're going to start here, though, because there's a temperature that's been raised. There's a boiling point that it's being attempted to be brought to in this nation right now. And so we're going to put up the first article for you to discuss this. Secret Service aware of Iranian video threat targeting Barron Trump agency says the video depicts locations associated with the younger Trump's whereabouts amid the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict. The U.S. Secret Service said it was aware of a video aired on Iranian state media threatening President Trump's youngest son, Barron Trump. The U.S. Secret Service is aware of the video and investigates anything that can be perceived as a threat towards our protectees. The video depicts locations associated with the younger Trump's whereabouts. It ends with a suggested $10 million reward for his location. Now, these sick puppies, let me tell you, why 10? Why 10 million? Because we are running a prophetic parallel to the book of Esther right now. Book of Esther has 10 chapters. Haman had 10 sons. These are the decrees of destruction, attempting to go out the gallows that they are attempting to build. This is what's happening. John 10:10, the first part of that says the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And then the second part says, but I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. I want to read to you two words of the Lord with this, because there's something else connected to this, because we are on the cusp of going into that window between 9/11 and the midterms, and this is what's happening. It's attempting to bring it to a boiling point right now in the nation, because if the enemy can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love. He don't play fair. This is how he is. If he can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love and make you yield to what he wants. Now, these two words from the Lord, the first one is from August 25th, 2025. They are seeking an occasion. They are seeking an occasion to wound the family line of the president, says the Lord, of the vice president, says the Lord. They are seeking an occasion in this time, and imams are involved, says the Lord. The intercession of the saints is what will stop a very close call, says the Lord. July 30th, 2026, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the family of the president, says the Lord, their flight patterns are being eyed, says the Lord, their business meetings are being mapped, says the Lord, their speaking engagements are being watched, says the Lord, and it will take the family as a collective coming under my wings for tragedy not to strike in this hour. I am urgently calling now to you, O Trump family, completely come under my wings. Do not think in this hour you can save yourself, for your name cannot save you, and the proximity of the threat is near your front door, says the Lord. Call unto me, the Lord, and I shall expose the plot and redirect the threat into a trap before the nation. However, says the Lord, pride shall be the purveyor of your demise if you so choose to agree with it in this hour, says the Lord. The desperation has mounted. The rogue militias have gone out. Meetings have been set as traps. The hour is urgent, says the Lord. That was July 30th, 2026. And this is only intensifying with what Iranian state media is releasing the bounties. They are increasing things to for the Trump family. This is why their name can't save them in this hour. There is nothing about their name that will be able to save them. It is only full submission to Almighty God and coming under his wings as a collective that will be able to save them as a whole, I believe is what the Lord is saying here. Now, this is indicating the type of year we're heading into in with 5787, and we'll get into what that means and all of that. But we're going to put up the second article, which is connected. Unhinged notebooks of armed man arrested at Trump golf course revealed, including Melania's schedule. The deranged man busted with a gun at President Trump's golf club allegedly amassed a chilling dossier detailing the First Lady's daily schedule, as well of hundreds of pages on Secret Service agents and sketches of the course. Now, you tell me where he's getting all this from. You tell me where he's getting hundreds of pages on Secret Service agents. Janine John Talley, he's French, 38, a decorated Marine veteran from Downey, California, appeared before Judge John Lonergan in Los Angeles on Wednesday. Okay. There is an intensity and an escalation that is happening that is trying to bring this to a crisis point in the nation, to a crisis point, to a point of mourning. You see, that is the ultimate goal here, to cause an event and a crisis point to bring mass mourning in the nation. And we have to realize some very serious shifts and markers are taking place right now that is indicating where we are headed. And tonight, we'll put this up for you. There is a blood moon that is about to happen tonight on the cusp of 9/11, on the cusp of entering the year 5787. There's a blood moon tonight. Blood moon is coming. How to see the spectacular 96% lunar eclipse on August 27th to 28th, 2026. On the night of August 27th to 28th, 2026, Earth's shadow will swallow more than 96% of the full moon, leaving only a brilliant silver untouched, while most of the lunar surface turns dark copper, orange, and red. It isn't technically a total lunar eclipse, but it will come extraordinarily close. On the night, let's see here. You'll be able to see it tonight in the Americas, parts of Europe, and Africa. Now, what I find interesting about that is America and Europe and Africa is what is dealing right now with an attempted invasion of the Ottoman Empire and an Islamic invasion. And it is in those three areas tonight that you will be able to see the blood moon. Now, it reaches its peak at 12:12 a.m. So at 12:12 a.m., August 28th, it will reach its peak. Now, 12 biblically has to do with government and rule. This is happening 16 days before 9/11 and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, the Jewish New Year, begins on 9/11 this year. Of all times it could, it begins on 9/11. This is happening 68 days as well from the midterms. This comes 5 months and 24 days after the blood moon happened, marking Purim. Now think about this. It's a double blood moon this year. The first blood moon marked Purim 2026, where the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei fell days before that blood moon in Iran. The second blood moon now comes over 5 months later and is happening very close to the Jewish New Year and 9/11 intersecting. So you have a double blood moon this year. You have twins in a way. You have two blood moons, right? That is leading into 2027. Now, when we enter the year 5787, we are going to enter a Jewish leap year, otherwise known as a pregnant year, where you have double Purims. So you have double blood moons. Now you're going to have double Purims because you have a Dar 1 and a Dar 2, Purim Katan, little Purim, and Purim, which means double decrees of destruction being set to go out, meaning coming in doubles, coming as twins, coming in twos. So that is set to occur when 5787 comes on 9/11, we are entering a Jewish leap year and double Purims to happen on that year. Now, this is crazy. So the blood moon begins August 27th. Remember, Purim this year was marked by a blood moon when Iran fell. August 27th, the blood moon begins, which is tonight. Do you know August 27th, 1941, which I'm going to tell you how many years apart that is to the day? 85 years. 85. Do you know that August 27th, 1941, to the day, the Shah of Iran abdicated his throne for Reza Pahlavi, the son who has risen up as the voice of opposition against the Iranian regime in this time? This blood moon is happening 85 years to the day of the abdication of the father, handing it over to the son, while the U.S. is in conflict with Iran right now. And Reza Pahlavi has come to the forefront in this time to be a voice of the people of Iran. This is what's being marked. So it's to the day of this blood moon, 85 years ago, that happened. And we are right now in the middle of that conflict with Iran, and Reza Pahlavi has come forth now full circle as a voice of the Iranian people, because he was originally supposed to get that throne when the father abdicated 85 years ago to the day today. Now, that's happening. So the double blood moons, right, are setting up for double Purims that are coming in the year 5787, when we enter that Jewish leap year and the new year with Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, beginning on 9/11. Now, what happens the day before 9/11 on the 10th? It marks the 1 year anniversary of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. So if you think about this, a blood moon is happening now. It is happening on the cusp of the 1 year anniversary of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, 9/11, the 25th anniversary, and Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, beginning on 9/11. This is how all this is aligning heading into the year 5787. Now, I'm going to show you this too. We're going to put up this article right here. Iran attacks another commercial ship in Strait of Hormuz as Trump sends new warship to Middle East. Wait till you find out the name of the warship. A second commercial oil tanker was struck in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday amid talks between Oman and Iran to impose a toll in the crucial waterway. The USS Theodore Roosevelt Carrier Strike Group is expected to deploy to the Middle East in coming weeks for a deployment lasting at least 7 months. 7 months from August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 7 months would put us right at Purim 2027. 7 months exactly would put us into March, when Purim 2027 is going to happen, first of all. Secondly, I want to read to you these two words from the Lord, because it's not a mistake that Theodore Roosevelt is being deployed in this time. And I'm going to tell you why. And this is why I'm telling you, they're trying to bring it to a crisis point in this nation, and that this spirit, this is a physical manifestation of what is trying to move spiritually. May 30th, 2026. This is what I said. Theodore Roosevelt died January 6, 1919. January 6th was the day that forever changed this nation, when those who came to the Capitol were accused of insurrection, arrested, persecuted, and the intense persecution and attempts on President Trump's life began. Theodore Roosevelt died January 6, 1919. 1919 is the address of the Washington Hilton, where President Reagan had his assassination attempt back in the early 80s. 9/11 happens to be in the address. 9/11 happens to be in the date of Theodore Roosevelt's death. On April 25th, 2026, at 1919 Washington Avenue, they attempted to kill President Trump and cabinet members at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th president. 2026 was the year that the attempt was made on Trump's life at 1919 Washington Avenue. Theodore Roosevelt had an assassination attempt on his life that he survived. It was October 14th, 1912, while campaigning in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the midterms. Roosevelt was shot while campaigning for the midterms. And now, on the cusp of 9/11, on the cusp of the midterms coming, of all the ships that could be deployed, now the Theodore Roosevelt is deployed into the Middle East now to stay there until March, when Purim will happen. So now the Theodore Roosevelt is on the move. Theodore Roosevelt, they attempted to assassinate him during the midterms. This to me right now is an alarm. This is an alarm right now. This is a warning. This is a marker that the Theodore Roosevelt is on the move, because they attempted to get him around the time of the midterms. And we are entering that critical, critical window between 9/11 and the Jewish New Year beginning and the midterms in November. And that is when the Theodore Roosevelt has now gone on the move into conflict to go to the Middle East. Now, July 29th, 2026, word of the Lord. The hour is urgent, says the Lord, for you shall find yourselves in an ambush, says the Lord. Another statue in Washington, D.C., another attack as a sign symbolically of what will be attempted in this time. Roosevelt and the midterms, says the Lord. This was before they decided to deploy this ship. This was July 29th, 2026. Roosevelt and the midterms, says the Lord. This is the warning. Come unto me fully now, says the Lord, as a family, for balloons are overinflating and shall pop, says the Lord. Of all times, on the cusp of 9/11 and the midterms, the Theodore Roosevelt is deployed to the Middle East. That's not an accident. And July 29th, 2026, in this word, the Lord specifically says, Roosevelt and the midterms. Now, this is all on the cusp of us entering the year 5787 on 9/11. Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, and the day the towers fall are converging this year. They're converging. Rosh Hashanah is also the beginning of the 10 days of awe that end with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Now, something fascinating was ruled in Israel that we have to pay attention to with Rosh Hashanah this year. And so we're going to put it up for you. Sanhedrin rules. Shofar will sound on Rosh Hashanah, even though it falls on Shabbat. A rabbinic court of three led by Rabbi Yisrael Ariel on behalf of the Nesent Sanhedrin announced this week that it has renewed a ruling permitting the shofar to be blown on Shabbat when Rosh Hashanah falls on the seventh day of the week. Rabbi Ariel founded the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, has for years taken part in efforts to revive a modern rabbinical assembly modeled on the historical Sanhedrin. Now, Rosh Hashanah begins sundown September 11th. Which would be 6:50 p.m. in Israel, it would be 11:50 a.m. in New York. We are 7 hours. They're 7 hours ahead of us. 6:50 p.m. Israel, 11:50 a.m. in New York. The shofars will be blown in Israel less than 2 hours after the towers would have collapsed in New York this year. So in a window that's less than 2 hours, the shofars will be blown when it was ruled they could now be blown on Shabbat, which is rare. But they did this ruling so it could be blown less than 2 hours after the towers fell. Now, it's the year 5787. So we're going to go through this now because this is important. There's a key in here, I believe, to this year. 5, the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is hey, H-E-H. The word hey has three meanings. It means here is. The next one is to be disturbed, as it states in Daniel, and I, Daniel, was disturbed. And the third is behold, as in behold, this is our God, like an announcement, which refers to beholding a revelation. So these are the three definitions of hey. 5 also happens to be the number of grace on top of it. So it's 5787. 7, the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Zayin. It means crown, and it also means weapons. Okay. So it, because Zayin looks like a sword. So it's a weapon. It can be a crown or it can be a weapon. 8, the eighth letter is Chet of the Hebrew alphabet, which means it means life, basically. Chet means life. And then you have 7 again, because 5, 7, 8, 7. So you have crown or sword again. So basically, it's like, behold a weapon, life weapon, or behold a crown, life crown. In a way, because Zayin means weapon too, you have a life in between two weapons. You have a life that is caught in between two weapons. You can look at it as, here is a sword, life, a sword, if you want to look at it that way. You could say, here is a crown, life, a crown as well. Now, because it's 5787 and 5 is the number of grace as well, grace is going ahead because you have something double in this year. You have 2 sevens. You have double. So you have either a double weapon or a double crown going out, but grace is going ahead of it. Grace is going ahead, and then you have the double that's going out. Now, you have twins in 5787. You have double sevens. So you have twins in that year. And Rosh Hashanah this year converges with 9/11, which is the fall of the Twin Towers. So if you think about it, 5787, you have twins within the year. And it's actually turning 5787 and converging with the fall of the Twin Towers. So it's double, right? That's a year of double, a year of a double portion, a year of, in a way, twin weapons, double crowns, twin towers, right? This is where it's leading to. It will come in twos. What we will see this coming year, which means double, which is both favorable as well as double decrees of destruction going out, because it's a year of double Purims. So 5787 is aligning with the double, because we're entering a year that's a Jewish leap year where there's double Purims. So you have double portion favorable and then double decrees of destruction going out as well that are going to take double divine reversals in order to turn them. So we may see attacks as well come in doubles on leadership. We may see for the first time a double attack coming from two separate ways at once. We may see an attempted double attempt, an attack on leadership coming from two different ways at the same time in this year. However, grace has gone ahead because it's 5787. Zayin also means crown, which is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which represents leadership, national leadership. It's a crown. It's a national leading role. Now, I'm going to give you a few things that I know there's a word of the Lord coming in the next few days or so, because I started to hear and this afternoon, and I started to write some of these things down. So I'm going to share this part with you, and then I'm going to wait on the Lord for him to give the rest of the word, and then I will release the rest of the word when I get it. But this is what I got as I was looking at this with twin years and with doubles, and you've got double Purims and a Jewish leap year, and you've got that intersecting with 9/11, 9/11 actually has double ones in it. It has twins in it as well, the twin towers. So that's all aligning. Now, there is about to be an unexpected maneuver out of Iran, an attempt that will heighten the level of alarm even more. An attack is coming. The tail is Palestine, the head is communist, where a city block will be at risk. Pray and intercede now for the blueprints to be found now. The attacks are going to get more and more symbolic when it comes to the nation. France's own monster that they cultivated, that intensified to an invasion, one of their most famous cities is about to undergo an attack where neighboring nations will be on high alert, and it shall place the French leadership into a tailspin. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Luxembourg, Luxembourg, watch what unfolds out of that area that will be an alarm for where things are shifting within that region that will place the Americas on high alert, says the Lord. A great sacrifice is being attempted, says the Lord, sacrificing children on the wall of establishment. Massachusetts and New Jersey, says the Lord, one shall fall in a sobering way. The witchcraft they so use shall now try them in my court, says the Lord. And out of the depths of Massachusetts shall be pulled one of the greatest cover-ups that state has ever seen. And there shall be blood-stained documents, says the Lord. There shall be an entanglement, borderline criminal, says the Lord, of not only the governor, but the lieutenant governor, says the Lord. New Jersey, says the Lord, a sudden overturning for the harm they so propagate shall get near the front door of leadership, says the Lord. One of the largest bribes to come out of New Jersey shall come forth in the next 2 years, says the Lord. That's what I got so far. That's the beginning of it. I'm going to continue to seek the Lord and see where the rest of it, when I get the rest of it, but it started stirring in my spirit today, actually, as we're entering this year of a double portion, as we're entering a year of double, as we're entering a year of a double portion to be poured into the lives of the people of God, which is totally going to change the trajectory of their lives, the direction of their lives in a good way, but it's going to get redirected, and there's going to be a double portion given unto them, not only in increasing in the giftings God has given them spiritually, but in the stewarding, in the territory, in the in the influence in the region. God's people are going to see a double portion come in amidst a year, right, of pressing and pressure. They're going to see that come in for them. But at the same time, you're going to see, because of double Purims, double decrees of destruction go out, double gallows be built that is going to take the intercession of the people of God, and double divine reversals to go forth to take them down by the time we enter 2028, which is a Shemitah year and our election year. We are entering a pressure-filled, critical time in this nation. Israel as well is entering a critical time for leadership, because they're going to attempt to go after Netanyahu and one of his family members at the same time. It's going to be a double attempt. A double attempt in Israel, a double attempt on this soil in the United States of America. Watch, this is coming because we're entering a year of double. But grace has gone ahead, because the double weapons are being deployed. And it's not only double weapons in a bad way, it's the double weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds, that we're going to come into the fullness of that double portion and the fullness of that deployment in order to be able to, as the people of God, recognize that it's going to come in twos. Good to be poured into the people of God. But also, we've got double decrees of destruction, double gallows to be concerned with going into 2027. And that is when the altar of Pergamum, which is known as the throne of Satan, is set to be brought back out into the public in Germany. So you're going to see a double fall in Germany as well because of this. So we're going to see it come in twins. And this is why 5787, that has twins in it, is intersecting with Russia, with the Twin Towers falling this year. Because it's going to fall in twos. Governors will fall in twos. You're going to see things come in twos, both double portions, both falls, and both attempts on the lives of leadership and their families. You're going to see it start coming in from two different directions at once. You're going to see it also come in twos when it comes to within the same family. Two members of the cabinet. You're going to see these things attempt to be deployed in twos. Which means you're also going to see that in Iran, because we're entering 5787, and that means double decrees of destruction are going to go out, which is going to be double divine reversals, which is going to tear down the gallows right now that they are trying to build. So we're just scratching the surface here. I'm going to get into this more next week. As I pray and seek the Lord, but this is just the beginning of 5787 right now, what we're entering, this type of year we're entering, New York City, it's coming in twos. The attack, it's coming in twos for New York City, and we have to pray and intercede now, because the enemy wants to try to heighten and double what he attempted to do, but God is sending out a double portion. Not only a double portion to his people, but a double portion of reversals. When these things get deployed, if the church recognizes it, gets on the wall, is the watchman, does their job, and tears those attacks down in the name of Jesus Christ. So please remember that. You're even going to see a double event with the stock market. That just got dropped in my spirit. I perceive it to be the Lord. You're going to see an unusual double event happen within the stock market that is going to be a marker and an indicator for the nation. You're going to see a double event with the leadership of China. You're going to try a double deployment, and it's going to reverse, and two of their high leaders are going to fall in twos. So this is the type of year we're coming into. So pray on this. Test the spirit, because we're just scratching the surface here. We're going to get into way more as we approach 9/11. So we're just starting on this tonight to just begin to move in that direction. So as well, what I wanted to do for a few minutes here, because Andrew Sorcini's been listening in the background here, I want to bring him on live for a few minutes here. From Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I was listening to what you were saying. I mean, a double event coming in the stock market is certainly possible. October is when historically the crashes are in the stock market. And it seems like it could be fitting for some sort of double event. But we'll see. It could be a double event that's good. Who knows?
It could be. And the double of the stock market crashes are known, Andrew, to happen on Shemitah years, which would be our election year.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, they are known to happen on Shemitah years. So that would be something to watch, too, for 2028.
So the last really big crash was like 2008. So then we would go
the global banking crisis. Yep.
And that was during an election year, right?
It was during election year, and yeah, it was the rise of the Ishmaelite candidate, Barack Obama, and what's trying to rise right now in this nation? Ishmaelite candidates, as we move to 2028 and another Shemitah year, which would be the 20-year cycle of what happened in 2008.
Yeah, it's I have a client that lives in Poland that from time to time will send me like she moved from here to Poland. So she'll send me messages on social media. And she just sent me one that said, everyone's talking about a possible stock market crash. She's like, they've been saying it for so long. What's going on with that? And I told her that historically the stock market will have like a reset or a crash about every 7 to 8 years. So the last one was 2008, before that was the dot-com crash, which was around March of 2000 and into 2001. Yes. And you can really go back every 7 to 8 years, but we haven't had one since 2008. There should have been one around 2015, 2016, should have been one during in the middle of the pandemic, but they didn't happen because likely it's because of the money printing that the government is doing.
Yes.
And that puts more money out there. That gives people more money to be able to buy stocks with. The stock market gets inflated.
Yes.
And it's all artificial.
It is all artificial. So what is happening right now, Andrew, with the market and with gold and silver?
So I last saw you 2 weeks ago. And in the last 5 weeks, we've seen silver bottom out at $54 an ounce, where now it's a little over $69. That's a $15 per ounce gain in about a month. And gold actually almost went under $4,000 an ounce, and it's over $4,600 an ounce. So
wow. Okay.
So this ascent that we've seen for gold and silver was very reminiscent of what we saw last year. So I pulled out the charts and I saw it was the last week of August that both gold and silver started the epic run that went all the way through the end of January. So it feels like it's setting up again.
It feels like it's setting up. Now, you do free portfolio reviews for people, Andrew. Tell them when they contact you, because we have Andrew's information on the screen here. You can email him. You can text him. You can go through the landing page on arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners for BH-PM. When they contact you for a free portfolio review, what do you do, Andrew?
Typically what we do is we look at when they first bought from us. So a lot of the time it's through a retirement account. So if you set up your retirement account more than a year ago, the precious metals markets changed drastically in that time.
Uh-huh.
So at this time last year, silver was $38 an ounce.
Yes.
Earlier this year, it was $121 an ounce. Right now, it's just under $70 an ounce. So the strategy of gold versus silver in a portfolio might be a little bit more aggressive now towards silver than it was a year ago.
Yes.
So what we're doing is people will call in and do a portfolio review. Oftentimes we look at the gold that they have and we ask them to exchange some of their gold in favor of more silver to create a secondary strategy of taking advantage of the bounce in silver. And for some people that did it a month ago, it's already paid off. So typically, like, half the people don't even need to make any changes. It's just, we want you to know that we're here watching it for you. You're not expected to be watching this all the time. And we do this day in and day out. So we've got your back. We're looking at this for you. And if you reach out to us, we'll just take a few minutes to go over it with you.
That would be great, Andrew, to do that for our audience. Also, we do have the Cyrus coin with Andrew. It is approved to be an IRAs as well. And so, right. Correct, Andrew? The Cyrus coin is approved to be an IRAs.
It's 0.999 purity. It's COMEX approved, which means that one of the big commodity exchanges recognizes it as an IRA acceptable metal. You can take it anywhere in the world and transact with it, even if they don't know the exact origin of the coin.
Okay, wonderful. And you also do gold-backed IRAs. So if somebody wants to switch over their IRA to a gold-backed IRA, your team can help and assist them with that as well. As well as if you've never, ever bought gold and silver and you want to learn how to do it and you want to learn more about it, Andrew has some amazing team members that are very good with people that are just getting started in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all that we ask is that when you fill out the online form or if you send us a text, you can send me a text to the 310 number. If you email me directly, just put a couple notes about yourself. People will say things like, I really don't know where to start with gold and silver. I'm interested, but I need more education before I can move forward. Can you help me with that? Or I've got a 401k from a place that I don't work at anymore. And I came across a statement the other day and I'm wondering if I can use this to invest in gold and silver through my retirement account. And the most detail that you could give us is the best. Other people say, like, how can I get the Cyrus coins? If that's what you're looking for, let us know. And don't forget to put your phone number and email address if you're sending an email or a text. We need your email. If it's an email, we need your phone number. So either way, just let us know how to contact you and we'll get with you within 24 hours.
This is how it looks in person. So here's a Cyrus coin.
It's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful coin. It says Cyrus, faithful shepherd. It has to do with the book of Isaiah and King Cyrus, as well as Cyrus at our sanctuary, who we took in, who came to us right before the indictment started. We actually ended up taking in Cyrus at the sanctuary. So you can contact Andrew about that as well. And Andrew, let me ask you as well, with what's going on in the market right now, you would say silver is better. Would you say silver is better for people just getting started to go for right now in the market, or if they wanted to add, what would you say?
Right now, it's all about silver.
Okay.
Because silver, when it goes up more percentage wise than gold.
Than gold.
Mm-hmm. Silver can double or triple in price easier than gold can.
Yes.
So we're very, very big on silver. I think the only time that I might flip-flop on that is if somebody wrote to us and said, like, I just sold a property. I probably will reinvest in another property in 6 months or a year. I just need to put it somewhere safe in the meantime. You're probably safe with silver, but you should go with something a little bit more conservative and go all gold in that scenario, because it's a store of value. Who knows? You might find the perfect property a month from now. Mm-hmm. And if you did all silver, I'm not saying silver will be down in a month, but silver is a long-term hold. There is a chance that if you had to sell a month later, mm-hmm. it could be down. Probably won't be at this time of the year, but it's not worth risking.
So Andrew, they can email you, they can text you. We have his number on the screen here. And Andrew will be more than happy to help you and answer all your questions. He loves hearing from our Ark of Grace family. So make sure to tell him that you're coming from Ark of Grace when you reach out to him.
Yeah, please do. And I've been handling a lot of these portfolio reviews myself. So
good.
So definitely reach out to us.
If you want to talk to Andrew, reach out.
Yes.
And he'll handle the portfolio review for you.
Yeah. It's been really a great service. So I've been showing people how to get more silver without having to reach in their pocket and invest $4. And it's usually with the plan that we're going to get them back into gold later. It's just creating a secondary position and taking advantage of the low spot price in silver compared to where it was in January. It just really makes sense. And we just want a chance to explain it to you.
Well, Andrew, we so appreciate you coming on. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'm sure we will have lots to talk about as we're coming into a very critical window.
Something's going to happen in September. And we'll probably be talking about whatever that is in 2 weeks.
Yes, we will be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, Andrew. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. God bless.
See you in a couple of weeks. God bless. And that was Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I also wanted to, as well, as we start winding down the broadcast, I think her name was Jolene that we saw on the tag. But she had this made for us, and our team absolutely loves it, and I am very grateful for it. It's Chester, forever in my heart. She had a beautiful little memorial made for Chester for us. And we're just so, so appreciative of it. We have it up in the house. Actually, I took it down here to thank her personally tonight. Also, we're going to put up Exodus Strong. This is red light therapy. Now, I use red light therapy. I use it on our pets and I use it on Chris. Exodus Strong has a host of red light therapy for you. They have a full body mat. They have a hat. They have a face mask. They have a portable one you can travel with. They have a band you can wrap around your waist or your shoulder. They have a prayer guide with it as well. And they have put together an incredible package for our Ark of Grace family. So if you go to exodusstrong.com/arc, you can see the packages that they have put together so graciously for our Ark of Grace family. But red light therapy actually works. Dr. Bartlett has spoken to me about red light therapy too, actually, and using it on us. And that's one of the reasons I started, is because Dr. Bartlett himself as well talked to me about the importance of red light therapy. And Exodus Strong has many red light therapy products to choose from. We also have Givaderm. that makes incredible all-natural skincare. I personally use it twice a day. My husband, Chris, uses their products. You could use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. We have the Amanda Collection as well, which is a collection of my favorite products. You get a makeup towel. You get a TSA-approved travel bag. You get a signed I signed bookmarks personally, so you get the signed Armor Up Prayer bookmark as well in it. And you can use promo code ARC10 on that as well. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on Give a Derm, they have a host of incredible products, including body scrubs, body lotions, which I use the body lotion all the time. The Uplift is one of my other favorites for my face, is the Uplift cream as well. They also have incredible natural bar soaps, and they have a natural deodorant as well. If you don't like what they're putting in the deodorants in the grocery store, Give a Derm has one called Pits Me Off, which was hysterical. And I love the name, and it actually works. So please, please go check this out. They make great gifts. Be a blessing to these women. They absolutely love the Lord, and they make an incredible product. Also, lastly, we have a free prayer line for our viewers. So please, if you are looking for prayer, if you need someone to listen and partner with you in prayer, we have wonderful prayer warriors that are waiting to speak with you Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call the phone number on the screen, 980-524-5115. It is a free service. We're happy to be able to bring this to you at Ark of Grace. And our prayer warriors actually keep track of who they're praying with. So then if we get a call saying, you know, they prayed and this happened and this came to pass, we actually can give a praise report about that. So that's another wonderful thing we do here at Ark of Grace, is we have this prayer line for you. Prayer is so important. Prayer is vital. It is a weapon. We need to be in the discipline of it. And we have prayer warriors that would love to just get you into that and encourage you and pray with you. So praise the Lord for that. And I think that's where we're going to end tonight. I will be on live early next week, unless something happens over the weekend and you may see me jump on this. You don't know right now. We're entering a very critical window. We're entering a window where a lot of the unexpected could happen. And so, but I will be on otherwise early next week. We will be putting out shorts until then. So please look for them on our social media platform. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you to our Ark of Grace team. Toby is getting antsy in his little blue diaper right there. He's pacing around because he wants mama upstairs, and Esther is just watching him in the door. But we want to encourage you as well in the word before we leave. So armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other Psalms on the screen for you to encourage you to go into the word, get into the discipline and daily habit of reading the word. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I especially say those scriptures every evening before bed, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, because of the order of that prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be doing the same, following suit, learning from it as well. Also, we have Hebrews 11 up there for you also. And I'm going to give you Philippians 4 to go to tonight as well. So Philippians 4 for you to go and read, get in the discipline of the word. It is living, active. It is current for every generation. We need to be in the word of God every single day with what the enemy is trying to saturate in this time, the globe with. He's trying to saturate nations. He's trying to infiltrate the church with. We need to be in the word of God every single day, sharpening our spirit, feeding it what it needs, healing our soul. And so we are sharpened to hear and sensitive to hear the voice of our Father in heaven. So thank you everyone for joining us today. Hi, Toby. Yep, Toby's waiting for me. We appreciate it. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. God bless.